Go.
Hey, is this Terrence?
Speaking.
Hey, Terrence, this is X. You had put out a form on my website about your property on Slash Pond.
Yeah, I saw an advertisement for it, your website on YouTube, so I decided to fill out another the form on your website.
Okay, cool, man. Well, I'm familiar with the property and the area. What did you like about the advertisement, or what kind of piqued your interest in selling, or were you just more curious?
Well, it's curiosity's first, but the time frame, there was mentioned, you fill this form out, give you an idea of an offer. So that's what piqued my interest.
Now for this property, because like I said, I'm pretty familiar with the neighborhood. I have some property off of Shannon Mill Drive. You know where that is? This one, I believe. Did you just buy this not too long ago? Like maybe within the next less than 10 years? Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I'm thinking of the right property. Okay, cool. So, when you go to your next place, what are you staying in town, or are you kind of headed out?
I haven't made that decision just yet.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you're just more curious on kind of the offer and seeing what you would get for it.
Yes.
Are you still with me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened there. I think we lost service, but so you were just kind of more curious on what the process would look like and what the offer would be.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the kind of the way it works is, once you're ready, or if you're ready, we kind of come to a, if we can, a number that makes sense for you, for me, and if we like what we hear, then we go forward, and we kind of just do this and then. We're always flexible on the closing, because everybody has a different destination. So sometimes some people know where they're going, and then others, they sometimes it's kind of, up in the air at sometimes. So,
Okay.
I mean, is there anything in particular that, you're looking to get, or?
Well, I'm just curious to see what, your company assesses the value at, and based on the information that you have, the offer that would be given.
Sure. I mean, to be quite honest with you, we do make offers, but we really bounce, a ton of people that just are out here making offers, and they don't really stand by them. If I'm gonna come out there or, give you an offer, that's it's something that I'm willing to do. And I mean, it seems, and maybe I'm wrong, it seems like you're just kind of curious on, what you can get for it. And and that's fine, but, we're looking to buy houses, not just, kind of appraise properties and say, oh yeah, that's what it's worth, that's what we buy it at, and then you're like, okay, well, nice talking to you. So I mean, if you're
Well,
interested in selling it, then
I know what the realtor assesses the property at, and I know what, what the realtor says, but I also am familiar with the process of, having listed and then, that whole thing. So, it just seemed like what your company was offering was a little bit more streamlined. It was a little bit more quicker, considering that, you may take a hit as far as the assessment goes. That's why I was trying to get an idea.
Yeah. No, I get it. We are, you know, we do move things considerably fast. You know, it's all dependent on you and, you know, what your timeline is as well. You know, and we can do it as, I mean, we can close next week if we really needed to. But it doesn't necessarily, you know, if you said you got a realtor already.
Well, I've spoken to some, you know, just to get an idea, of what the house could do, would do on the market and things like that. But if time is of the essence or becomes of the essence, that might not be an option for me.
Right. Well, are you fighting against time right now?
Well, I put on your, I don't know if you see the form I filled out, but I put 1 to 3 months.
Right.
So at this
Yes, sir.
point, no, not necessarily.
Okay. Well, what's in 3 months? You know, if I may ask.
Well, the fall. The fall's in 3 months.
True that. Is there anything in particular, or, you know, job affairs? I mean, anything?
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're asking me about, you know? But
Yeah,
no,
I hear you.
nothing comes to mind off the top of my head. But I mean, if you're hesitant or you aren't able to, you know, give me an idea, and I understand. It's just the way that the advertisement came off to me, that was the impression that's given. I've
Sure.
spoken to another company similar to yours, and they were able to kind of discuss a value, but they weren't able to get anywhere near what I thought would be, appropriate. So,
Yeah, and I think you said it best, right? So, you know, any investor or, you I say investor, and anybody that's buying houses, you know, and claims that they're an investor, you know, they're gonna want it for, you know, a discount. And, you know, cash is king. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. So you sell to an investor, you gotta, you know, take an investor price, or you don't sell it to them. I mean, that's the reality of it, is, you know, if they're paying cash, they want an they want a, you know, they want a discount. And
well, I'd like to leave with, at least one arm and both legs. I wouldn't like to, I don't want to be completely amputated. So I understand that as well.
Well, I guess my then I would ask you is that's a fair point, and I guess, you know, I would ask, why, you know, if you 1 to 3 months, why not, you know, just list it with a realtor?
I just want to explore, I want to explore all the options, and there is some not major work, but the realtor that I was dealing with, there's a few things that that particular realtor would like done. Some things, maybe, you could replace the fence, you could get another washer and dryer, things like that that I may not necessarily be interested in doing. You could upgrade this, you could do that, So I was more interested in the as is, which I'm sure, maybe a different realtor wouldn't mind doing that, but
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, and, you know, most realtors don't understand this because, well, I'll just leave it at that. But when you know, fixing a fence, all right, you know, when you look at it on a return on investment standpoint, and we call it ROI, you know, ROI, you fix a fence, you know, your return on investment is it's about a 1 to 1. You know, all you're doing is fixing the problem for, you know, the new buyer's wife to come in and say, "Oh, that's a pretty fence." You know, it's not real value. So, you know, when you talk about adding value, you know, converting the garage if you had one, you know, into, you know, living space, you know, that's about a 3 to 1 return on your investment. So, like, you know, these knickknack things, they're not, you don't really, you might get a higher price, but what you put into them is, you know, time and money, so you're not really gaining anything. So I can understand why you would want to go with the as is. But then you run into, like you said earlier, you know, you talk with some companies, they told you the price that necessarily wasn't the appropriate. And, you know, that's just kind of the category you fall between is what do, you know. That,
well, understood. And again, as long as I can leave with my shirt and maybe one shoe, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get both shoes and my mom, you know, not even the pants, you know, I mean, you know, I'll take some shorts.
We'll keep your pants on for this one.
Yeah. Especially in Caroline County.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I understand that. I understand where that puts me. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you tell me what, you know, you've talked with a realtor, you've talked with some people. I mean, what is your goal? What is, you know, obviously you walk out with, you know, both shoes would be nice. What does that look like to you?
Okay. When you say, what does that look like? Are you asking for a figure? Are you asking
what are you hoping to get?
In my pocket.
Yes. When it's all said and done, what are you hoping
to get? I would like to, again, let me give you a little backstory here, which you probably don't care either way, but that's okay. I got you on the phone.
No,
I'm just joking with you. But no, I got it in 2018. It was a good time when I got it. I refinanced, and the value of the property has gone up a pretty good amount in that time frame. I'm very blessed, very fortunate for that. But, I mean, if I could walk away between, you know, 40, somewhere around there, I'd be comfortable with that,
mm-hmm.
which is well below, you know, what the value is now, according to the, you know, at least as of 30 days ago.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of numbers does that, what is that? What does 40 look like to you? Do you owe still on the mortgage? I mean,
the home is not paid off. The home is not paid off. I do have a mortgage on the home.
Okay. Well, and if you're looking to walk away with 40, how much do you owe on it?
160.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there, 160. 160.
Okay. And, you know, I apologize, I'm just kind of running some figures in my head.
I'm closing my eyes and I'm picturing you doing some number crunching. You wouldn't be doing that, would
you? I like your sense of humor. You got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, you got to have one these days. Yeah.
You do. Tell me, remind me again, what, you know, I know you said you saw the ad, but what, is there any reason that you're selling it, or are you just trying to make a dollar?
Well, I'm trying to make a dollar. I may be considering, you know, I'm going to be considering some relocating here.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next year, possibly. Like I said, I've been living in Caroline for about 5 years, but some things have happened, and I may have to consider relocating within the next year or so.
When you say something happened, is that like family? Is it? I'm just trying to get an understanding, because if we were to do something, you know, I'd have to make it basically subjective to, or contingent, I should say, really to, you know, what suits your appetite.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
You know, you said you'd like to walk away with, you know, 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said 1 to 3 months, but then now you're saying a year. So Is it work? I guess my real question is, are you moving because work relationships, or is it job related, family?
Well,
is it just primarily new opportunity and you want to make a dollar?
Yeah, just say new opportunity. Let's just say that.
Okay, I'm curious now. What do you do for work? I could guess. I probably would say that maybe you were law enforcement of some sort.
No, but I did serve. I did serve for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. Well, we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
So, I mean, there's a world where we can make sense of this, but, you're looking at it from, maybe a year or, whatever you said, 1 to 3 months or maybe a year. I think we're close, and I think we'd probably be able to put something together and kind of make it quick and simple. But, that time frame, if you're serious about it, then we can definitely circle back and, we can kind of move in that direction. But, I don't think you're asking anything unreasonable.
Well, that's what I thought when I told the other company. And, the conversation ended shortly there. It was a very short conversation. I never got your name. What's your name?
It's Zach. You probably saw my business partner, Forrest.
Okay, yeah, your name is Zach. Okay, yeah, I see the number. It's out of, Chester. I used to work in Chester.
Okay. What did you do?
I worked for a company called Heiko at one point. And what they do is this particular company, when I was there, they did automotive lifts. So when you go and take your car to the dealership, they have all these lifts that they put the vehicles on. We would install those lifts. We would do air compressors, industrial air compressors and lifts and pumps and things like that. So I spent some time with those guys over there for a little while.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That was down in Chester.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them, but, there's, tons of businesses out here.
Small business.
Right now I'm located, my brick and mortar is in Ashland, if you know where, I'm sure you're familiar with Ashland.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of time in Ashland, yeah.
We got a hangar right there on the Hanover Airport.
And you said your name is Zach?
Yep.
Okay. Well, listen, Zach, like I said, I saw the advertisement, and I wanted to reach out and put some information. I'm glad you called me. But like I said, you seem like you got a pretty, decent personality. I think we can work something out. I am going to be trying to make a decision here over the next couple of months. I'm going to be trying to do something. The house may or may not end up sitting. I haven't really considered renting. The quick sale is kind of what is piquing my interest right now. So it's just a cleaner thing for me. I don't have to worry about a bunch of all this extra stuff. I can just do it and be done with it.
Yep.
So that's really what's enticing about it.
Sure.
But I really can't give you much any more information than that right now.
Well, you're good. You don't have to, man. And I'll be honest with you, whether you work with me or the next guy, it really isn't going to change anything, I tell people this all the time, we offer a lot of, we're within the state program, like mortgage relief and just a lot of things that really benefit the homeowner. So, we are a profitable business, but, we don't run off of the intent of, just profit. So, whether it's me or the next guy, you will get some lowball offers, no question.
Sure.
And, you know, we're just not in that business. We really try to, you know, help the homeowner, you know, get from A to B as painless as possible. So, I mean, just regardless if we do end up working together or we don't, you know, just be careful who you do business with and make sure, you know, make sure they're a real person. There's a lot of companies out here that just don't do the right thing. That's just the easiest way to put it. So, but, you know, we're interested in it.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with the property. And, you know, we can talk, you know, whenever you can reach my line directly. This is a good number. I can shoot you a text.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan. I can follow up with you, touch base with you. But like I said, that's kind of where I'm at right now. If that doesn't, you know, move the needle, I understand. But if it does, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. But yeah, that's where I am right now.
Well, I mean, even if I were to get you that right now, even if I were able to get you that, would that change anything, or would you still need time?
Okay. So let me explain. Time is not an issue as far as, me getting out of here. I can, you know, that's not an issue. I have resources, and I have, you know, places that I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not necessarily an issue. If you mentioned next week, next month, you know, that's not an issue.
So you're saying if I were like, yeah, we can do it today, you'd be like, okay, done.
Yes. Well, given, you know, the opportunity that, you know, I would need to be able to, you know, get my stuff out of there.
Right. 60, 90,
you know,
whatever it is.
Say again?
60, 90 days, whatever it is.
Yes. Correct. That would be ample. And that would allow me to take care of, you know, tie up the loose ends and, you know. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. And that's, so just to kind of reiterate that, you got two full baths, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
So it's four bedroom, two up, yeah, down. Yeah.
Let me just look at one more thing here. Thanks for being patient. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I mean, you know, we're not that far off, but I mean, we're pretty close. You know, I mean, would you even consider anything less than that?
Now, that's a conversation we would have to, we'd have to follow up on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe, right,
we could, you know, meet, or I can come by, we could talk, you know, you said you're familiar with the property, but, it's not that far off, you know. I think that's where negotiating begins.
Because you're at 40, you know, let's just say, so you have 160 there. 14. I mean, would you even consider one, you know, like 190?
190. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Now we're kind of getting further apart, which I understand if that's, you know, where you are.
You're trying to walk out with 200. Or you're trying, 200 would give you the 40, right?
Yeah, or somewhere close to it. I got to check my last state. I believe it's in the 160s, but I'll verify that. When I get home, I'm out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know 200. I know I'm under 180, under 170,
mm-hmm.
somewhere around in there. So, and I know that makes a difference. So I can't really speak much to it right now because I'm not.
Okay. So ideally, I want to be closer to that 200 range.
That would, yep, I'd have both my shoes, my shorts, my shirt. I'd be able to walk away.
So you're basically, you know, what I hear you saying is 200 that you don't have to think about it.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. If I take it at two, if I took it at two, would you be leaving? I mean, is there, I guess one question is what are you taking and what would you be leaving the appliances? I mean, what does that look like?
Oh yeah. I mean, take my furniture.
Uh-huh.
But if you're talking about, you know, oven, refrigerator, you know, stuff like that. No, all that stuff can stay. I have a washer.
Mm-hmm.
That could stay.
Okay.
I assume you're referring to those major appliances.
Mainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to get an idea of out of pocket, you know, expenses up front. You know, because this is something that I would be holding personally. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I'm in town right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I can do is when I get back, I'll get everything, you know, I'll look at my statements and all that, and I can give you an accurate, you know, more of an accurate breakdown. I wasn't expecting to hear back so soon,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad I did. But if possible, I can just try to reach out to you tomorrow, or you know, shoot you in a text to see if you're available to speak on it. Once I got, you know, more stuff in front of me, we can kind of sit down and if you're
well,
gonna you know, what I'm gonna be taking, what's gonna be staying, what, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, I'm crunching here, and you know, they're tight. But you're saying, you know, what I heard you say is 200, you keep both your shoes, right?
Yep.
All right. So, if I do 200, you're gonna all the appliances, their stay, you don't need to think about anything. Let's just say September, give you till September, sooner or after, so on or before September 1st, and that gives you the appropriate time, you know, to leave, so it can happen on or before, you know, you just would kind of let me know. It'd be kind of a good faith type of thing on your end.
That would be a realistic timeline for me, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's more than a pay. But, I tell you what, you got your email up? I mean,
Yeah.
all right, give me a second here.